if it's a private place, is it called anything different? A private cemetery?
Private lot.
Private lot. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a potter's field?
Potter's field, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where people bury that they don't know who they are.
Oh, I see. Do they have any like that around here?
No, we don't have none right around here, but I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. I had an uncle that his head was buried in Potter's Field. Poor people that don't have enough money to pay for their, you know, their burial expenses. They take them all to the Potter's Field.
I see. And if you're talking about somebody, you know, what they're buried in, what would you call that?
A coffin, casket.
You call it anything else? Pinto or
what is it called? Vault?
Mm-hmm.
You call them a vault?
Oh, I see. Or and what you know the ceremony? What do you call the ceremony?
I don't know.
Just
what?
Funeral.
Just a funeral. Their funeral or their
burial.
Burial.
And when somebody's you know they wear black, you know to you know they're real sad to say they're in
mourning.
Oh, and somebody says, well, how are you today? And you say, well, I feel okay. You say, I'm
fine.
Or would you say pretty well? Or
I'm doing very well. Or I'm getting about. Or
would you say middling? I'm doing middling well. Or
yeah,
tolerable.
Yeah. And anything that you're just keep it going.
Uh-huh.
That let them know you're still going.
You ever say you're doing tolerable well? Or?
Yeah, fine. I said that too.
You said,
I'm doing tolerable well. I'm getting about or I'm still crawling around.
Well, okay, if somebody's really sort of anxious about you and how you're doing, and mm-hmm. you say, well, you don't need to
worry about me.
Mm-hmm. And if you got, you said you had problems with your hands,
mm-hmm.
what did you think that was?
I thought it was arthritis.
It could be
strikes and
could it be rheumatism? Or?
It could be rheumatism. It could be most anything. I ain't never went to the doctor with it.
I just
put up with it. This strikes and it's gone, and you know, and right then it hurts, but
after it's gone,
it's gone. You know.
Okay. Have you ever heard of people getting different kinds of diseases a long time ago? They don't really get them anymore. But they're like in the lungs and everything, and what kind of diseases do people used to get that they don't get anymore?
Well, they used to die of TB, tuberculosis, and you don't hear that very much now anymore.
Any others?
And I don't know.
Like, who have got diphtheria?
Oh, they used to have diphtheria. Children used to have that. Meningitis and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have, you know, when they had something in their liver, and they turned sort of yellow? What would you call that?
Is that yellow jaundice.
That was jaundice. Oh, I see. And how about if somebody, you know, got a real bad pain in their side, and they, you know, they had to go to the doctor and have it taken out?
What's the pain in the side?
Did you ever call it anything else?
I never did.
Cramp colic or anything?
I guess they have the cramp colic. People have that yet, cramp colic.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't always inside. Sometimes it's in your stomach.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And if somebody is sick, what would you say they did? They were,
They're awful sick. Or
they vomited? Or
real sick, or they vomiting, they're vomiting.
Or what would you say?
If they're vomiting, they're throwing up.
Uh-huh, would you ever say up swallow or you know, or heave or?
Nah, I don't know. I never heard call up swallow.
Uh-huh, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I, they're wrong.